Sunday, June 18th at Key Biscayne. The president's still over at Walker's this morning. I talked to him on the phone, raised the question of the education bill signing ceremony. He says absolutely not. He doesn't want to give Congress any credit, especially the Democratic senators and congressmen should not have a chance to come down to the White House. The president will sign the bill and let Elliott sell it. The particular committees involved were a bad bunch regarding Vietnam. Also, we're going to start hitting Congress. Besides that, the president wants to blast the bill, not praise it. And our plan is not to play up Congress in a positive way. We're doing enough just to sign the bill. I reported to him on Schultz's golf game with Meany yesterday, which turned out to be pretty interesting. Meany had called him wanting to meet with him, and so they had a game of golf during which Meany told him that under no circumstances could he possibly support McGovern, that he was working to try and get Humphrey the nomination still, but if that failed, he could not support McGovern. The big flap over the weekend has been the news reported to me last night, then followed up with further information today that a group of five people have been caught breaking into the Democratic headquarters, actually in there to plant bugs and photograph material. It turns out that there was a direct connection, and Ehrlichman was very concerned about the whole thing. I talked to Magruder this morning at Ehrlichman's suggestion because he was afraid the statement that Mitchell was about to release was not a good one from our viewpoint. Magruder says that we plan to release a statement as soon as the fact that the committees involved is uncovered, which it now has been, that says that we've just learned that someone identified as an employee of the committee was one of those arrested, that he runs a private security agency. He's employed to install a system of security at the headquarters. He has a number of clients. He's not operating on our behalf or with our consent. We have our own security problems, not as dramatic as this, but of a serious nature to us. We don't know if they're related, but there's no place for this in a campaign. We would not permit or condone such a thing. The real problem here is whether anything is traceable to Gordon Liddy. He says no, but Magruder's not too confident of that. They were thinking of getting Mardian back to Washington. Mitchell, Mardian, Magruder, and crew are all out in California to keep an eye on Liddy. They think that McCord, our security guy, would be okay, but he's concerned about Liddy because of his lack of judgment and reliability. He's also heard that two or three others are implicated. Apparently there was some cash, and Magruder thought it was the DNC's, but it turns out it was ours. I talked to Ehrlichman after that, and he thinks the statement is okay and that we should get it out. I talked to Colson to tell him to keep quiet, and it turned out that one of the people was on our payroll until April 1st, a guy named Howard Hunt, who was the guy Colson was using on some of his Pentagon papers and other research-type stuff. Colson agreed to stay out of it, and I think maybe he really will. I don't think he is actually involved, so that helps. So far, the president's not aware of all this, unless he read something in the paper, but he didn't mention it to me. End of June 18th.